sandwiched in between of Heaven 17 and the Human League, we've got Colin. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mikey. That's very appropriate because Human League are one of my favourite bands.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, I used to love them back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, they were great, weren't they?
I bought their album Dare the first day it came out. I was up the shops buying it as soon as it came out. Yeah.
That Heaven 17 one does the memories for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, great music.
It takes me right back.
Yeah.
Well, this is Colin Barber from the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Now, Colin, I wanted to talk to you this morning because we had a fantastic ado. We had, didn't we? It was a bit of
amazing.
A do.
Yeah, really, really fantastic. Good celebration. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. We had it in Stockbrook Manor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Brentwood Business Awards presentation.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Nearly 250 people there. So very
that's
well.
Amazing.
Very well. Very well attended.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I've got to say, the atmosphere was phenomenal.
Oh yes, it always is. It's just excitement and the fact that people don't. Even though they're one of the finest, they just don't really believe they're going to win. And when you see their faces when they announce as a win or talking to them afterwards, they're just so thrilled with it and everything. Yeah, really, really, really pleased. And of course, I do need to congratulate Phoenix FM on being one of the winners of the Community Engagement Award, which is a fantastic recognition of what you do for the community of Brentwood. So thank you and congratulations.
Our Steve Roach was there to collect the award.
Yeah. So that was a great moment for you as well. But the other thing I noticed this year also, there was a lot of younger people there, sort of in their 20s, early 30s. Which you don't always get at this awards, and obviously they're the future of business in Brentwood, so it's good to see so many youngsters there as well.
Yeah,
and they enjoyed it. They were the ones still there at the end, midnight still dancing away, so
that's
great. Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, the new format of the show was perfect. It was so slick.
That's right, yeah. We went for the a lot more video, pre-recording the video, so we could actually have a video about each of the finalists and gave them a chance to find out about each person whilst also managing the time, because obviously one of the key points to an event like this is you don't want it to drag on too long.
No, that's right.
And we managed to achieve that this year, making it nice and slick, as you say, and everyone knew what was happening. It was all very well organised. So congratulations to everyone that was involved in the organisation of the event.
See, I mean, notoriously, these things can drag on and drag on. And people being people, unless they're actually involved in exactly what's going on the stage, they start to...
I mean, if you've just won a category, you're going to be celebrating. You're not going to want to listen to the next category.
Right.
You just want to have a chat and think, wow, we've actually won.
The window. Yeah. it being slicker was a huge, huge bonus to it.
Yes, yeah, that was definitely something we thought about. In the planning this year, one of the key... factors we took into consideration was making sure that we tried to get the target was an hour and a quarter. I think we actually came in under target in terms of how long the actual awards took. Yeah, about an hour. So that was good. And as I say, the videos really made a difference for that. And it just meant people had more time afterwards to celebrate and enjoy the evening, basically.
I've got to tell you, Leah does a fantastic job.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, Leah Burke is our main coordinator on the executive committee, and she is the star of the show, and she really does a great job both in terms of organising it, making sure everyone's comfortable, keeping the suppliers in order, making sure they do what they're told to do, and she just generally runs a very tight ship, and we really do want to show our appreciation to her for the excellent job that she does. So
well done, Leah. She really is fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you've given me a sheet with all the winners on it.
That's right, yeah, all the different categories. And it's interesting because, we call it Brentwood Business Awards, but it's not just businesses in a traditional sense. I mean, obviously yourselves, Phoenix FM, Community Radio, we've got charities involved as well, Best Charities, we've got various other non-profit making organisations, and we've got small business, we've got large businesses. One other point to mention, of course, is the overall winners, MJ Bushell Accountants. Now, not only is it the first time that a firm of accountants have won, but it's actually the first time that MJ Bushell have entered the award. So that's excellent as well.
Wow.
So the first time they enter and they go ahead and win the overall Business of the Year award. So, and there was 12 people there from their firm on Friday night, and just talking to them or seeing them afterwards, they were just so excited and so proud of what they'd achieved. It really is a tremendous achievement for them. And obviously it's something that they can go on and use to promote their business throughout the year, shout about it. What better way of saying your business is successful than saying we've won an award as Brentwood Business of the Year? It really does make a tremendous difference to a company to have won, as we know from previous winners.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a chat with the gentleman from Zest Recycle.
Yes,
this was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
After he'd done it, he came in and we had a nice little chat, had a little interview and all this. And I said to him off air, look, just between me and you, has it made a great difference to your business? He went, huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
People are coming to him now because they've seen his name associated with it all and he won. So that's it, Bosch. They come straight to him.
Exactly, yeah.
Fantastic. That's beautiful for the businesses in Brentwood.
And it really is up to them to make the most of the award. I mean, we supply them with digital banners. You obviously get a trophy. And there's various ways in which they can promote it. They can promote it on social media and just basically shout about the fact that they won Brentwood Business of the Year or that they won any of the various categories, definitely.
Now, next year, you've probably started planning this already.
Well, we were talking already this morning about it.
I knew you had.
We are thinking ahead. Obviously, the key to the ongoing success of any organisation or any event like this is to build on what went well and then think about which things we could improve on. So literally in the car on the way home on Friday night, we were talking about things that we could do differently. What could we change next year? What could we improve on? What went really well? And we've got our first committee meeting, obviously, beginning of next month to discuss it. The format will be broadly the same with the, hopefully, our headline sponsor, Pinny Talfour, will continue to sponsor it. And hopefully yourselves, Phoenix FM, will continue as
media
partner. And one thing we have found in the past, actually, is a lot of the category sponsors do sponsor year after year because, again, there's a benefit for them in terms of publicity. And it's also an interesting exercise for them because each sponsor gets to judge their category. We tend to sometimes change one or two different categories each year. We see which ones are the most popular, which ones gain the most entries. And we didn't have, we had, for example, a new category a couple of years ago, the People's Choice, which I talked about before, where that's actually asking the people of Brentwood, which is their favourite business. And that does really, not only is it very successful in terms of it, draws attention to businesses who may not have thought of entering the award, but it also publicises the award generally on social media because we're shouting on social media saying, who's your favourite business? Brentwood Business Awards. So it makes a lot more people aware of the Brentwood Business Awards. So onwards and upwards.
So going back to the start of all this, because I know this was the fifth one that you've done.
That's right,
Whose idea actually was it?
Well, it's quite a nice little story, actually, because we hold a monthly business breakfast at Mary Green Manor Hotel, which is open to any chamber members, well, non-members as well, actually. And what we do in order, you know, when you sit down to breakfast around a table, there's about eight people around a table, sometimes the conversation is a little bit stilted to start with. So what we always do is we have a 10-minute discussion on the table and we suggest something for them to talk about, a particular subject. And on this particular occasion, which is several years ago, it was about 7-8 years ago, one of the subject of conversation was what else could the Chamber of Commerce do to help improve business in Brentwood? I don't actually know who it was that came up with the idea, but
genius
one of the suggestions
idea.
Was a Brentwood Business Awards.
Fantastic idea.
We then had a guy on our committee called Paul Gully, who had the experience of attending other business awards. So he was instrumental in getting it off the ground. It actually took 18 months to plan it. We decided that particular year, we decided we won't do it next year. We'll do it the following year to give us 18 months to plan it. It paid off spending those 18 months planning it because broadly speaking, we've kept the same format ever since. So where are we now? 2023. It's probably about 2016, 2017 that the idea first came about. And then we planned it all, got the sponsors together. And as I say, just gone on from there.
But you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger now,
definitely,
aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're running out of room and venues.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're running out of room for the venue. I mean, we had 250-odd people there on Friday night. And I think potentially we could, you know, if we could find a bigger venue, we'd probably have even more. It's interesting. We don't want to have any more categories because obviously the more categories you have, the longer the actual award ceremony lasts. So again, it's a balancing act. We want to sort of expand, but the main thing to expand is expanding the number of businesses that enter. Obviously, the more businesses enter, the more businesses are aware of it and that sort of thing. So, but I think generally speaking, we're very, very happy with it. Very happy. It's been very successful.
It was fantastic. Mm. It was fantastic. Standing on the stage and looking out, you see one mass of heads and dinner suits and evening dresses, and you just think this is really good. I'm liking this.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. There's not so many events nowadays where people actually do dress up.
And no, there isn't.
I know it's sort of maybe some people think it's a bit old fashioned doing that, but I think even some of the youngsters, they seem to enjoy the idea of being able to get just dressed up for the evening. So yeah, that's another way it sort of makes it more of a glamorous evening, really. Yeah,
it was really good, and Leah done such an amazing. I know I've said it before, but she's tremendous.
Yeah,
she is amazing.
Very, very good. Yeah.
So for the future, if somebody is listening to this right now and they think to themselves, right, I want to enter this. How do they enter, and when can they enter?
Well, the calendar, broadly speaking, is we spend the next couple of months talking about it and looking at how we're going to go ahead for next year. We then speak to the, obviously, first of all, the existing sponsors and ask them if they would like to sponsor again next year. We normally aim to have all the categories and sponsors in place around about, by around about March 2024. And then between April and June is the time when businesses can enter. So you've got a bit of a time lapse yet before they can enter, but we will publicise it. Obviously, I'll come again, have a chat with you. So it'll be around about April, May time next year when businesses can enter. We then, end of June, early July, we end the entry process, and then we have a judging process. And then, broadly speaking, September, October, finalising all the details, and November next year, the next award ceremony. Incidentally, one other thing we've got, which is going to be a great event, is on next week, we've got a winner meet the winners event for all winners and finalists to just come along and chat amongst themselves and celebrate. That's at Pinny Telford's office in Brentwood. So that's just for the winners and finalists to come along and just enjoy themselves. And,
A little bit of networking going on.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. And they can sort of share their experience. So that's a wonderful event as well.
Okay, so somebody, obviously this interview will be on the web, on the Phoenix FM page when we finish.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link there. Would you like the link to go to the Chamber of Commerce, or do you want? Is there a business awards link you'd like to put?
No, if you could link it to the Chamber of Commerce, that would be great, because on the Chamber of Commerce, we've got a tab for business awards, so people can click onto the business awards anyway. So that's, yeah, the Chamber of Commerce would be an excellent.
Fantastic.
www.brentwoodchamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Colin, you can come in and talk to us about this whenever you want, because I think this is such a good thing to keep the business within Brentwood.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. That's great, yeah.
Advertise it, and, you know, this can only do Brentwood good.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks ever so much.
Congratulations again to Phoenix. Thank you.